only mutzi matzah. So there's we'll say we'll go with the Shulchan Aruch and the way the Mishnah Berurah explains the Shulchan Aruch. The Biur Halacha actually has a lot of pikukim exactly in some of the things the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it, and we'll touch on that a little bit also. So we have three matzahs. And you hold all three matzahs while you say the bracha of Hamotzi. The top matzah and the bottom matzah are shleimim, so that the Biur Halacha Mishnah. When you make the bracha of Alechilas Matzah, so there's no longer a need to hold on to the bottom matzah, because you don't need it for Lecha Mishnah anymore. We make a bracha really on the Prusa, but that's going to be the bracha of the Alechilas Matzah is going on the Prusa, that's the Lechem Arni. The Torah brings a shita which holds that the bracha of Alechilas Matzah goes on the top matzah. So if we hold the top matzah and the middle matzah together, and that's the two matzahs that we hold, we make the bracha of Alechilas Matzah. When the person makes the bracha, the person should have in mind the bracha of Alechilas Matzah to cover the bracha of the Kerech also and Lafikomen. According to Rashi and the Rashbam, the Iker Mitzvah by Alechilas Matzah is actually Lafikomen and not what we eat for Motzi Matzah. The Torah mentions that a person shouldn't speak till after Kerech, that the bracha of Alechilas Matzah is covering the Kerech also, so a person wants to make the bracha should cover for this and for that, so you're not mafsik between the mitzvah and the tzad. According to Hillel, that would have been the mitzvah. Now, the truth is that it's very difficult, you have to understand what that means. The bottom of the mitzvah you're mekayim now, even according to Hillel, bisman mikdash that the mor was the raisa, so you would say the mitzvah is not mevat lezu azu, so he eat mor and matzah together. The mor says that if mor was only the rabbanon, really the mitzvahs are mevat lezu azu, the mor is the rabbanon, will in some way shtare the matzah deraisa. So bisman azeb, Hillel agrees that the ikar mitzvah of achilas matzah is going to be matzah separately and mor separately. It's a concept of rabbanon, zecher lemikdash, that's why we say zecher lemikdash kehillel. Because it was only zecher, even like Hillel, it was only zecher lemikdash. In the time of the mikdash, Hillel would be karach these three things together. So the ikar mitzvah, everybody agrees you're mekayim right away. So like any mitzvah, once you start doing the mitzvah, there's no din of hefsek in between. So, but you have an avada if you spoke, it's not a problem. There's a shloah kaddish. Shloah kaddish says, the chokyakar brings the shloah kaddish says that since, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, the ikar mitzvah is afikoman, you shouldn't speak till after the afikoman. He says that's beyond the average ability of most people to do. Not to be mafsik b'chal during the whole suda till after the afikoman, it would definitely be my lashon hara. He doesn't say that, but that's my hara. So we're not learning like that. Okay. So now the Torah brings this halacha, which the Shabbat follows, and the Shabbat explains it, and the Shabbat and the Biur Halacha really is mafakvik on it. So you take a kazayas from each one of the matzahs. Kazayas from the top matzah, kazayas from the middle matzah. Different explanation of what exactly the reason why we need a kazayas from each matzah. Torah says because even the bracha of Hamotzi also requires a kazayas. So the Magad Aram says, the Bach says we're not makban on a kazayas for Hamotzi. Hamotzi goes even less than a kazayas. So it means the chatkila you should always eat a kazayas after you say Hamotzi. So the Magad Aram in Hilchos Birchos Tzias Apaz and Kupsam Azayins brings down this halacha that you should eat a kazayas right away after you say Hamotzi. Like you find a Siman Tafayin and hey, you're supposed to eat a kazayas for Hamotzi. Yes, but Loi Nogu Kain. We're not Norg like that. The three makban on that. So now the Behud over there actually brings in the Dogam Revolver, he says that that's Betzim, there's an Indian. Every time you start a meal, you say Amotzi, every time you say Amotzi the whole year, when you should eat a kazayas right away, without a half sick. And he says the reason why is so is because that Allah, everything else is tuffle till the pass, is because you ate a kazayas, the pass. So everything else becomes tuffle till the pass. A person, that's Allah, by the way, if a person say Amotzi, you say Amotzi, the bracha of Amotzi even less than a kazayas. It's number one. Any amount of bread that you eat, you make Amotzi. The bracha al-tisidayim requires at least a kazayas, the bracha, and preferably a kebeya, for the shear to be chayv to make a bracha al-tisidayim. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the shear is a kebeya. The grower holds a kazayas. So if a person is planning to eat less than a kazayas of bread, he would wash his hands without a bracha. First, so you know they have like you know they have these kids at school. You know they, some schools require the kid, all the kids have to wash for lunch. You know, so the kids are kind of, they eat a poke. They call it a poke of bread. You know, they stick their finger through, take a little piece of bread out. It's not a kazayas. That also means that all of the food that you eat during the meal is not covered by the hamotzi. So a person eats less of kazayas of bread, so he has to make a bracha rishon on all of his food. Besides the bracha achrona, because then he doesn't bench unless it's a kazayis, but the bracha rishon also is not included. So the Gedolei Mevavos says that the proper thing to do was always eat a kazayis right away, and therefore you had a kazayis, you were kaveh, your suda on bread, and now everything else is tuffled to the bread. There's no shayla about whether you have to take a bracha on it or not. That's all this Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham says you should eat a kazayis right away because you find a seven tafayin hay, that there's a din the Torah says that you eat a, there's a din of eating a kazayis on the matzah which you said amotzi on. Which is a very kiddish. The ma'aser, so but it's brought down. The other argument, the reason why we eat a kazayis from each one is because you have a suffik. Now, the ma'aser, you're holding both in your hands. You're saying, "Brachah l'chilas matzah b'di yevad." You're going to be yertzah whatever matzah you eat from. You're yertzah. So there's no shaila really that you needed one kazayis, not two kazayisim. But the ma'aser, it's brought down a shulchan aruch. You eat two kazayisim, a kazayis from each one of them. Rikavegra says, takes it a step further and says, this halacha that you have to, the halacha beating a kazayis, that's the cover of the ma'aser, only goes on the b'tzeah. Say as a chiv to eat a kazayis from each one of them, from the moitzi matzah and the prusa matzah, the top matzah, the middle matzah. But everybody else has a chiv to eat a kazayis of the yotz and the mitzvah b'chilas matzah. But that you have to make a say eat a kazayis from the top matzah. That's not true. And there he's mafakvik over there in Kreger in Kuf Samach Zayin. He says. This that the Magaram says, the Magaram is coming to explain the Ramadan. And what says when the person would be at say, he'd give each person in the meal a kazayas to eat. And he says that based on the din of Tafayin Hay. Kabir says, one second. The din of Tafayin Hay only applies to the Batseya, not to the Sharmim. So the Abbot of Ramadan says, you give each person a kazayas to eat from the bread, is because you shouldn't look like a Tsar Ayin. You should give everybody food to eat, not because they have to eat a kazayas. Right, that's Kivagra's horror. That much of the person say nowadays, that which we do nowadays, that we give a person a little piece from the person who's leading the Seder's matzah, and then you fill up the rest from other matzahs, that's sure not going to make this halacha. That's all it did was, from the matzah that you're eating, you're setting mitzvah, and you have to eat a kazayas. Okay, so maybe you get two kazayasim out of that, three kazayasim out of that. But there's five people there. You're going to include other matzahs. So why are you giving him a kazayas anymore? He's not getting kazayas anyway from that matzah. So he might as well not eat a kazayas. And the same thing. So you need to eat the mikras and the sharmim which are there. If they're not getting from the so Rashi comes along and says because of this din, everybody should have their own. All of the men should have their own matzahs. So, and if you know, you'll cover between the men, the men which are there, male, they'll be able to share with the women there. It'll be enough, everybody will be able to get kazayas from the top matzah, kazayas from the middle matzah. Okay.
When making the bracha, should each person make a bracha on their matzah then?
So, current or Moshe, you can do all that. That's the same thing, you know, you don't have to do that separately. You know, you can have one person be matzah, everybody, but the mice, that each one's say, having shemek oina on their matzah that they're eating.
Why does Rav Moshe require everyone to eat two kazayisim, not just the butzeah?
He says because this din that you're supposed to eat a kazayis from each matzah, you have to eat it from that matzah. So now, next step is then the Shulchan Aruch says you should eat since of the Shulchan Aruch says you know the hezra that's a suffix, so you have to eat the kazayis with basachas. Kazayis from each one of them in Basachas. So that's this whole thing of when you're trying to get two kazayis and down Basachas. It all came from this sugya, which Bechlal is a difficult tour to start with. The whole thing is difficult to understand. Okay, so the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says if you can't get two kazayis and down Basachas, which, you know, it's quite challenging, obviously, he says you should eat a kazayis from the top one, a kazayis from the middle one. His picture of a kazayas wasn't our picture of a kazayas. There's no shadow about that. The Maisa of one kazayas. You're right. So the Kavlon Rav David Feinstein in his Kol Dodi Haggadah, which the Kol Dodi Haggadah has no purish in the Haggadah, it's all halachas. So he says that this whole discussion. This is clearly that these kzeisim which are referring to, we took kzeisim, so that's kzeisim to rabbanon. This chumra, etc., also did them to rabbanon. We know that when it comes to, you know, the shaila how large a kzeis is. And so the Mishnah Berurah Hakruah in Hilchos Kiddush, Kiddush on Shabbos, was that for the rice is your machmer, but the rabbanon is your mekel. So this is a loch, you have two kzeisim, one from the top, one from the middle, one is the rabbanon. So you can use the smaller kzeisim. But the ma'aseh, the mitzvah of eating matzah, that's a deraisa, that you have to be machmer, the larger share. The larger share is almost double than the smaller share. So basically, it comes out to be the same, comes out in the wash. And then we have to eat a two kazesim worth anyway. So you take a kzeis rabbanon from the top matzah, kzeis rabbanon from the middle matzah, which is maybe very, you know, is very doable. You end up eating your kazayas, deraisa, from the both matzahs together. Okay. So how large is a kazayas? How large is a kazayas? So that's, you know, we're getting, giving you different calculations is not going to help you too much. Rabbi Badner and his kazayas sefer, the Lachos of Kazayas, I got permission from the Feldheim to copy this. So if somebody wants a copy of this, I can give it to you. Basically, the logic behind this, chart over here is, he points out that giving people shurim based on the size of matzah is not really fair. It depends how thick the matzah is. The thicker the matzah, obviously the less of the matzah that you need. So he basically suggests that matzahs come in three sizes, which we'll call thick, medium, and thin. And his calculation is a thick matzah, you get about 6 matzahs per pound. So you get a box of matzahs, let's say the box of matzahs says it's 2 pounds of matzah on it. They're pretty, you know, it's not perfect, but it's pretty close. You count them, how many matzahs are in there. So if you see that there's 12 matzahs in there, so you know that you're getting 6 matzahs per pound. It's thick matzah. 7.5 for medium matzah, 9 per pound for thin matzah. Actually, the matzahs that I get from Lakewood are usually about 9 or 10 per pound. So they're pretty thin matzahs. That's not an advertisement for Lakewood matzah. Anyway, right. So based on that, he says he gives you the calculations how much you need for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, from thin matzah, from medium matzah, and from thick matzah, and then for afikarmen lechatchila and for karech. The calculations being that for karech, which is clearly a darbonon, you do not need the larger shear. For achilas matzah, then you're having two kazesim, so you go with the largest. Possible shear. Afikoyman, even though we're being questioned for Rashi and Rashbam, it's the Raisa, but there's still another machlokes when you learn the Hilchos Kazayas, in the, how you calculate a Kazayas. So whatever you started as being the Kazayas, do you include the shell? When you calculate a Kazayas based on the amount of a Kebeya, its amount, Kazayas is a half of a Kebeya. First, there's machlokes of the Kazayas, a half of a Kebeya or a third of a Kebeya, and it is calculated with the shell, without the shell. So those two, you're not including the mark of all the chumras together. So that's why the afikarmen lechatchila is smaller than your shear of achilas matzah. So that's the chart. So that's the shear. Now, how long do you have to eat it? Do you have a shear of achilas pras? So we know that for halachos of achila, the person to be over an iser of achila, it's the person, you know, the person eats eating a kazayas. So that's obviously not spread out over a lifetime. A person eats a third of a kazayas of chazir on Sunday, a third of a kazayas of chazir on Monday, a third of a kazayas of chazir on Tuesday. He ate a kazayas of chazir. Does he get malchus? He ate a kazayas of chazir. No. So it's obvious that there has to be some type of a time frame to say that that's called eating it together. So we could say maybe there's only one time frame. If he sticks a kazayas of chazir in his mouth and swallows a whole, that swallows one time. That's not true. There is a shear. That's called one achila. That shear is referred to the halacha as kedei achilas pras. The reason why the name is not really relevant, let's not get stuck on that. So how long is kedei achilas pras? It's a period of time. So the famous Shubas Chasam Sofer that he says, he makes calculations based on Gemara's, says that the shortest amount of time it would take would be 2 minutes. And the longest he calculates is 9 minutes. So he's talking about the Gabi Yom Kippur, that a person who's a chayla, but he has to break his fast, if it's possible to eat what's called pachas mekashir, each time eat less than the amount that would be prohibited to get, so it's preferable. And you have to wait in between, and they shouldn't be counted as one achila. So he says over there, a person should wait, preferably 9 minutes if possible. A person eats on Yom Kippur less than the amount of the full shear, that he waits 9 minutes and then he eats again. This way he's getting his food, his nourishment, and over a period of time he can get a decent amount of nourishment in. And obviously the situation is more dangerous, so you don't wait. But in case it's possible that you would wait. So he says the shear is between two minutes and 9 minutes. The Maisa, the 9 minute shear is definitely not reliable. The kula, that's the chumra over there in Yom Kippur. Your machmer in Yom Kippur to give a time lapse of 9 minutes. And to rely on 9 minutes of being the time lapse that you have, that's not proper. So what are the acceptable shear? The Mershah says that he would preferably go, there's a shear of 7.5 minutes, a shear of 6 minutes, a shear of 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, and 2 minutes. So it seems to be the accepted shear is 4 minutes is definitely an acceptable shear, preferably 3 minutes. Is Kedachilis Pras. Okay, so a person would get in this Kazayas worth of, and that's calculated from the time the first swallow the person makes, like it comes to Isurim also, where Makayah, the only person swallows. So, so where the person swallows, excuse me, the person swallows, and then he finishes off. Again, the goal over here isn't to be eating like it looks like you're in a rat race, you know. That's not a chila. The night of Pesach is supposed to be derech eirus. So derech eirus to be sitting there and trying to force feed yourself like a geshapta gens, the Gemara, the Pesach talk about, they used to force feed the geese. They should be fat before they slaughtered them. That's not the goal of the night of Pesach. The kazesim over here are not gigantic. To chew it, swallow and get it in the shir kedechilas pras, I think is very doable. There's a famous piece from the Stipler. Now I don't know how big he says that the shir of a kazayas was like the kaf yad. It was like the palm of your hand. So the two kazesim you need for the night of Pesach is the size of two palms of the hand. Now, I don't know how big his hands were, so that doesn't help me too much. I know my Rashi Reb Chaim, the disciple also went through, Sibir. Rashi Reb Chaim, because he worked in Sibir, his job was in Sibir, was pulling out roots of trees by hand after they would chop them down. So his hands were very large. When he would give me a bracha, his hand would cover my whole head. So his kaf yad was the God's find the kaf yad. I don't know what's his the guy's 4'3", 4'8", and his kaf yad is like this. It's not really a clear shear how big a kaf yad is. But the shear of a kazayis, but they're not meshugna. The goal isn't meshugna kazayis. Okay. Theoretically, the second night, where the mitzvah of the Seder of Chutz Loris is Dinder Rabbanon, so the you could go with smaller shiurim. And so Dovah Feinstein in his Haggadah points that out. Theoretically, the second night you could go with smaller shiurim. So he says. So Sir David finds it in his Agoda. He says directly the second night, we could go with the smaller shurim even for the chilas matzah. But somebody said, we have this minute, he took his asim, so it ends up being possibly not a secure. But since that only applies, he says it only applies to the balabayas, so Mela, everybody else, they can eat a smaller kazayas the second night for the mitzvah matzah. Now, that's interesting because there's a Agoda called Hagoda Ki Yishalcha Bincha. See over there, he was a Talmud Bar Moshe. So he writes over there that the Moshe told him explicitly, do not be Mechalik until the first night of the second night. So David is arguing with his father in that point. And Moshe was the one who said that each person should not, it's not only the Balabais, but everybody should have the Din Olecha Mishnah of having two Kazesim. So David is arguing with his father on two points. That's very interesting that he doesn't make a mention in his cult. He's arguing with his father on two points. Okay. Regards to Morer is a mitzvah derabbanan b'zman hazeh. So the shear of kedei achilas pras, you can be a little more lenient. But again, 4 minutes is a reliable shear. So how large is the morer if you're using leaves? Again, this is from Rabbi Bodner Sefer and it's with permission of Dolheim. So he says this is one kazayas. This is an actual size. It's not a. So you can make it. If you want a copy, you can make a copy. Just measure it against that. That's one kazayas. That's it. And then he says, if you want to use the stalks, no, I'm sorry, this is large. This is one kazayis. Same one. Okay, this is one kazayis, right? I also have the smaller ones. He also makes a calculation. So it's, again, it's not a gigantic piece to eat. To get that down within this process, I think is very easy. You need one kazayis of that. So you make it, when you make the bracha of achilas morer, again, the Torah says you have in mind for the bracha for morer and for the morer which you eat during karech also. So you have in mind for both of those. We dip the morer in haroses. So the Chakyakim says that the Shulchan Aruch says, well, you should dip it before you make the bracha. You dip it into the haroses. And then... you should shake off the charoses. The goal isn't to eat charoses. The Torah brings from the Ben Yonah that you should shake off the charoses beforehand. Your goal isn't to eat charoses. Your goal is to eat more. The Shulchan Aruch says you should be terrible the whole thing in the charoses. Like, you know, get married. My Shulchan Aruch says that's not the minig. So I don't think let you have the minig like that specifically. So you don't have to be marked on that. We spoke about how to clean the mortar. That was already discussed. Okay. Okay. So we're holding by car race.